Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. South Africans are waiting in anticipation and are also excited for the moon for the blessed month of Ramadan to be sighted in South Africa. However, last year during this time we were under lockdown, and this year the president has given South African Muslims a sight reprieve because the masajid can now cater for 250 people indoors and 500 outdoors. Now, to tell us more and to wish the Muslims of South Africa well, we do have on the line the Minister of Foreign Relations, Minister Naledi Pandor. Minister Pandor, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all your listeners.
Minister Pandor, this Ramadan obviously is one that is unprecedented, as we've seen in previous years. We are in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, this time, we were under lockdown. You know, the masajid were closed. We couldn't go for namaz. And the president has obviously made it easier for Muslims and other religious faith groups this year to have more religious freedom and to obviously go to churches and masajid. What's your message to the Muslim community?
Let me begin first by wishing all the Muslim Ummah in South Africa wonderful and blessed Ramadan. Also would want to say, while indeed all our brothers and sisters in South Africa played an important role in helping us to arrive at a point where we could restrict to the lowest level, level one, we are pleased that everyone agreed to follow the restrictions. But this doesn't mean that as we enter Ramadan, we do not exercise care. We must continue to observe the restrictions. We must wear masks. We must practice our social distancing. But this is a wonderful period for the Muslim community, because being together in faith during this important holy month of Ramadan is a great reward to all of us as Muslims.
Minister, as a Muslim yourself, you will also be observing this blessed and great month. Maybe share with our listeners, what is your regiment? What do you do during this blessed month?
Inshallah, I hope I will be able to observe this wonderful month of Ramadan, where our spirit is revived and where we feel closer to the Almighty and to our faith. I would follow all the requirements. I'm at the moment trying to look at how I manage Seri and manage my gym, which is trying to keep fit, which is very important. And of course, we observe our prayers and ensure that we keep faith and observe all the rules. One of the things we try to do in our family is not to treat Ramadan as a time for feasting at iftar. We believe in modesty, and we try to be modest with others of our faith in the area in which we live, in Pretoria, and then at home in Cape Town. And really, the speciality is more reading, more attention to the needs of others, and keeping close to our family and community.
Minister, just on a lighter side, I mean, one of the things that is reminiscent of Ramadan and obviously has become very popular in today's culture, you know, is the savouries and the iftar table, where it's filled with so many delicious meals after fasting for a long day. What is your favourite, Minister?
My favourite is just after we break fast with our dates, is to really hear my teeth snapping on a beautifully fried minced samosa. I believe there's no better sound than that during Ramadan.
That's absolutely wonderful, Minister. And before we conclude, maybe just a short message to our listeners of Radio Islam International. We are one of the biggest Islamic radio stations in the country. A lot of people tuning in South Africa and across the globe, especially for the Seri program, which is broadcast on our station every morning from around 4 o'clock. Maybe a message to South Africans and to the world at large?
I wish to really begin by asking everybody all over the world to please be safe and to take all precautions. We still are facing the danger of COVID-19 as we enter the wonderful month of Ramadan. I wish all Muslims a Ramadan Mubarak, and I wish that they will feel their spirit emboldened, their faith enlarged, and that they will enjoy, celebrate the wonder of Islam during this wonderful month of Ramadan. I wish all the best
to
the radio station.
Minister, on behalf of Radio Islam International and myself, I want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a wonderful and blessed month of Ramadan, and for all of us to ensure that we remember the Ummah in our du'as, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you very much.
Jazakallah for your time, Minister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.